God has asked us to serve in a world that sometimes seems like a combat zone. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. The kingdom of God clashes violently with the kingdoms of this world. The pagan environment of the 21st century includes idols, statues, consumerism, sorcerers, temples, and secular humanism. The deck is stacked against us because we've been asked to do what seems humanly impossible, to go, teach, tell, and make disciples of all nations. Jesus knew we'd need help. He promised another comforter, and that promised help arrived when the day of Pentecost had fully come in Acts, the second chapter. The Holy Spirit of the living God transformed those upper room disciples from wimps to warriors with life-giving, attitude-altering power. The Holy Spirit transformed their fears into bold confidence. Now those who had run from the public were now running in the public, empowered to tell the good news. Everyone heard the gospel in his or her own language. They testified before the Sanhedrin court with such confidence that the report read, the religious leaders realized they had been with Jesus. That's in Acts, the fourth chapter. The Holy Spirit transformed their weaknesses and abilities into strengths. Peter, who had denied Jesus three times, was now preaching. The church grew from 120 to 3,120 that day. Talk about church growth. The Holy Spirit transformed their feelings of abandonment into an ardent advocacy for Christ. They didn't stop, but started a movement beyond their human capabilities because of the gifting of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave them power to be the Lord's witnesses from Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the world. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. As it was for them, so it is for believers today. The Holy Spirit still transforms our wimpish tendencies into warrior proclivities. We are not defenseless. They are weapons of warfare for every warrior, weapons that are not carnal, but are spiritual to the pulling down of the stronghold of the enemy. The hymn writer sings the warrior's national anthem, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, make me, mold me, use me. The Holy Spirit testifies of Christ, and the Holy Spirit is a transforming power that confronts, convicts, and comforts. He transforms wimps into warriors and crowds into congregations. He will transform the least likely into the most likely. He transforms a trial into a Holy Ghost takeover. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Have you not heard of the Holy Spirit since you've been saved? Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. So, happy Pentecost Sunday.